Well, you can find the old house places, you know, and the cellars and the wells and stuff where they have lived on this land, you know, back through the years. They'd file on it some way, and then they'd have to live on it a certain length of time. They call that proving up on the place.
I see.
And then when they done that, then it was theirs. I don't know whether it was 3 years. I think they were supposed to do a certain amount of improvement on the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government made them a deed to it, the way I understand, after they lived there on it. Of course, a lot of it was done for the timber. The timber was just virgin timber, you know, had never been no timber taken out. And some of them homesteaded for the timber, but some really for a home, and they lived on that homestead, and they raised their families there on that homestead.
I see.
And
then did the paper company come and buy it up?
Later years, you know. In fact, I began working for them in 1950, and they hadn't bought, that was the first land they'd bought here in this country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People had let these old places go back, and they maybe sold them out, and then companies began to buy up Derricks, you know, and they bought these people that would want to sell their homesteads and so on. Well, they'd buy this land. Some of it was just sell just for a little of nothing, you know. And of course, they'd leave just some counties. There's a county joined us over here on the east. Just nearly everybody from over that country sold out and moved out from there. A lot of them settled around Vandervoort here in Cove and so on. And some of them still here, you know, that come from over there from them old homesteads, you know.
I see. They just sold out to the company and moved to the next
county. That's right. They just sold out, you know, and when they began to, some began to sell out, well, the others wanted to sell out, you know. And of course, I've seen the time you could get this land for the taxes.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, dollar an acre. You could buy it from the state for $1 an acre.
Mm.
And a dollar for the deed.
Mm.
Like you say, 80 acres, it'd cost you $81, you know.
I see.
You could buy it for $1 an acre.
How much does it go for now?
It just depends on kind of where it's located. And you couldn't hardly find any land for less than $200, and a big lot of it would be worth $300.
I see.
If it's got good timber on it. That's, you know, that's the thing now they're looking for is the timber.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's got pretty good timber on it, why, a lot of them get $300. Of course, along these highways and all this, there's just no set price. You know, if a fella finds a building site, well, he might give you $500 an acre for it, or he might give you, if it's just an acre, he might give you $1,000 for it, you know. But I've seen it when people wouldn't pay the taxes on it for it.
It wasn't worth that.
They'd let it go delinquent. They'd let the land delinquent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
How big were the homesteads? About how many?
Well, I think there was allowed, 160, I believe there was, allowed to take up 160 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that's right. They were allowed to take up 160 acres.
Mm-hmm. And before we got the tape recorder going, you told me about the Foreign Gap. That's an interesting story. About the steers?
Yeah. Well, I've had the information for people. In fact, my mother and father lived in just a short distance. When they married, they lived just in a short distance of this Foreign Gap.